This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. France, like a lot of countries, had a shortage of hand sanitizer at the beginning of the COVID-19 outbreak. Now, with the lockdown lifted and businesses open, people moving around more, demand has risen even further. France has found a very French solution to the problem, as John Lawrenson reports.
Hand sanitizer is on sale again at the Arcade pharmacy in Saint-Orens-de-Gameville near Toulouse in the south of France. It's just that the smell is a little surprising to customers like Mireille Pereira, Bernard Legrand and Aurélie Gilbert.
It smells very, very pleasantly of a good fruit alcohol.
A memory of almonds and hazelnuts.
A subtle smell of rosé.
Some local officials have turned to their wine producers to tackle the sanitizer shortage, because some winemakers have distilleries.
You know, you can recognize our alcohol because it smells a little bit the grape.
Anne Arbault co-directs with her brother a family vineyard called Vignoble Arbault.
At the beginning of the crisis, a mayor of a neighbor of the village called us asking if we have our alcohol in storage and if we can supply for pharmacy, because the pharmacy of his village was looking for alcohol everywhere.
Bottling up the red and white wines made out of the juice from the grapes. They distill the leftover mush of pips and skin to make what's called pomice brandy, what Italians call grappa. And that's what's used to make the hand sanitizer. Arbault has already sold over 3,000 gallons of the stuff to local labs and chemists. And other winemaker distillers are doing the same. The alcohol is slightly weaker than the wheat alcohol usually used in sanitizer, but tests show it's still strong enough to kill the virus. The brandy is turned into sanitizer by pharmacists like Romain Douce, who works at the Pharmacie des Arcades.
It's new for us, working with winemakers. Everything's local. The alcohol is from the vineyards, but also the bottles, made 3 kilometers from here, and the handwritten labels that we make ourselves. It's good to get back to what chemists used to do, make up preparations ourselves, which we haven't done for years.
Douce's pharmacy has sold, he says, 80 gallons of wine sanitizer. Perhaps a new product has been born that people will still want when this crisis is over. Customers are getting a taste for it, though one hopes not literally. In Paris, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.